Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! This podcast is brought to you in part by AAA Travel. AAA's travel advisors are knowledgeable family travel experts who can help you plan your perfect family vacations. We're proud that Kiki is the official mascot for AAA Family Travel. And together, we're helping foster the love of travel for your whole family through engaging content, fun family activities, and global education. Visit AAA.com/family-travel today or contact one of AAA's travel advisors who will help you create memories that will last a lifetime. I am so excited about today's guest and her summer adventure that I think many families have on their bucket list. We'll get all into it. Welcome to the podcast, Tanya.
Hi, Shannon. Great to be here.
I'll let you tell the guests where you went, but tell them a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So Shannon and I go way back, so it's great to see you again and talk here. I am a busy mom of two, so 9-year-old boy, 6-year-old girl, and I have a full-time gig at JPMorgan Chase as an executive director for their advertising and media for consumer card business.
Yay, which is a card that has a lot to do with travel. Woohoo! So Tanya, where did you go this summer?
We went as a family to Paris, France. A little bit of a combo trip. Obviously, it was during the Olympics, which was amazing. The once in a lifetime. So I work for Chase Sapphire Reserve Card, and card holders got to experience the Olympics. We actually had a lounge on the Seine that you could access, as well as exclusive restaurant reservations. So we had an activation for work, and I was lucky enough to be able to parlay that and bring the family over as well. It was our first international trip. It was amazing. The kids, hubby, myself, all had a great time. A little work, a little leisure, a little pleasure, all mixed into one. A little headache, of course.
How was it? I mean, so it was the kids' first international trip.
Yes. So when I took this job, I realized my passport was expired. So shame on me. It had been a few years, 10 to be exact, since my husband and I took our honeymoon in Ireland. We had done a few things like Jamaica and some beach trips, but it had been a while since we've taken a big international adventure. If you know me, you know I love to travel. My husband and I actually were in Australia before we got married for a year. We'd done a bunch of Southeast Asia, but then like most families, the children arrive and we just didn't have a ton of time for international travels. As I was taking this new role at Chase, I needed to renew my passport. And I thought, let's get everybody passports. They're about time. We did a bit of a trial trip last year. We went to California. So we're on the East Coast. We did a West Coast trip, which is about a 7-hour flight. Everyone survived. So then we realized we can go the other way, right? And head to Europe, about the same distance flight, just the opposite direction. So our trial run was successful, and we couldn't think of a better opportunity to take the kids internationally, experience a different culture, and yes, of course, see some amazing athletic events all at the same time.
So how was Paris during the Olympics? Was it crazy?
So I caveat this with, we went the second week, so we missed the opening ceremonies in the opening week. From what I heard, was very crowded and obviously very high security. It was the first time the opening ceremonies was out in the open on the Seine River. So we went the second week. It was actually very manageable. I will say that the city of Paris, the country of France, did an amazing job from a hospitality perspective. It was very welcoming. They had a ton of volunteers that they had recruited leading up to the games. They all wore these special purple vests. Many of them spoke English. So there were guides and help at train stations, at metro stations, out front of the event facilities that could help guide. So it was very navigable, like very family friendly. Honestly, potentially was even a better time to visit than in normal times because there was so much extra help and support for people who don't speak French fluently, like myself.
So what all did you all do in Paris?
I had a little bit of work. So we split up a bit. There were some things we got to do together. Also, I would say for those who are thinking about kind of doing work and family at the same time, it obviously presents some challenges, but because of the time difference, it actually worked out really well. So I would look into that in advance. 8 a.m. East Coast time in the U.S. was, you know, 2 or 3 p.m. French time. So was really able to spend the day with the family. And then we would split up for a bit and then meet up for dinner. And then if I had some late evening calls, it had worked out really well. We did some Olympics games. So we actually went to Lille, north of Paris, kind of near the Belgium border, and saw a women's Olympics basketball game. I would say that was a really great experience. We took the high-speed train. The train is like the way to travel, as you know, throughout Europe. So easy to get to. Was tempted to take a train to London for the day, but we did not do that. We didn't have time. But it was so efficient. It was so easy. And it was really nice to get out of the main town, the capital of Paris, and to go north and just experience something different. It was a very quaint countryside town, and they had a ton of Olympics activities set up for the kids. So my son played handball in this courtyard in the middle of Lille, which is amazing. He played three times. It was a new sport he'd never tried. He loved it. We had moules frites in the courtyard, or I did. They had chicken nuggets. We all enjoyed ourselves. We saw the game. We took the train back. So that was a fun day. We hit the highlights of, you know, Louvre and Eiffel Tower. So we definitely did some iconic locations. And then they saw a water polo game. So just a fun Olympic game that you wouldn't normally see. And we were also able to see the qualifying rounds of what they call athletics, which is track and field. So really got front row. Like, we were really close to the track and field stadium and really enjoyed that. That was very interesting. Saw the hurdles up close and personal. So I think we did a good blend of Olympics activities as well as some of the more traditional Parisian highlights, for sure. We were there for 5 full days.
Okay. And what did the kids think?
You know, the kids were mixed reviews, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Totally honest. So I think 9 and 6, we do not live in the city. So they are kind of suburban kids. And there was a little bit of a culture shock when we first got there. Yes, we're taking the metro. Yes, there are stairs. Yes, it's hot. Yes, we have to walk. Yes, it's crowded. Yes to all those things. Plus, we're going to have a great time. There were some food adjustments as well, especially for my younger one. The baguettes are amazing. They happen to put butter on them. That's usually how it comes served standard. So the flexibility and adaptability, I think, the first few days, we had to work on that. I would say by day 3, we nailed it. Everybody was really enjoying themselves. We were able to navigate Google Maps with the subway and metro option as a game changer for traveling. Was so easy to get around. Give yourself a little bit of an adjustment period, I would say. There's obviously a time difference, and the first 2 days were a little bit tougher than I would say the remainder of the week. But thumbs up, 5-star reviews at the end of the week. My daughter wants to go and live in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. She said, "Mommy, can we move to Paris? But I want to bring all my friends." She just watched The Parent Trap. One of the twins is from London, so that's her next destination that she's been asking about. So I think we've instilled the travel bug in them, for sure.
I love it. It's so cool. And your oldest got to enjoy some new sports because he's very sporty. So I'm sure that was really cool for him.
He was obsessed with the Olympics. Yes. He wanted to go to many more games while we were there. But I think we were able to do a good blend. Yes.
That's amazing. So where'd you guys stay? Were you left bank, right bank?
We stayed in the first district, arrondissement, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me on my French pronunciation.
That was good.
Oh, thanks. I was practicing. It's a great central location. We were able to really get around. It was at Hotel Indigo. It's an IHG hotel. It's a smaller kind of boutique property, but it was a great location. It had amazing complimentary breakfast. The kids were obsessed with made-to-order mini crepes. So they ordered those every day.
Yum.
This was great. The room was fantastic. We were actually able to see the twinkling lights of the Eiffel Tower at night from our hotel room, really centrally located. And the staff was amazing. And really, with kids, were really flexible and helpful.
That's fantastic. What was your favorite part of the adventure?
I think just being able to share a different culture with the family. It's been a while since I've been to Paris. I did a 2-week trip abroad many years ago when I was getting my MBA. Paris was one of the cities. So I remember distinctly going to Montmartre and taking the multiple stairs to get to the top and the cathedral there. And I had taken the kids and my husband there as well to see that and just reminiscing and seeing things from a different point of view, a different life stage, and going back and revisiting, which just really held fond memories for me. So I think just being able to share that experience with them was probably my favorite part.
That's amazing. Did everybody else have a favorite?
I think the games for sure for my 9-year-old. I think just the sights, and as soon as you walk out of the hotel, you're transported to such a unique and different landscape in Europe. The cobblestone streets, the beautiful architecture. I think my daughter really enjoyed that. Of course, the shopping, she also enjoyed that. My husband is a former chef, so I think just the food was really high on our list. Obviously, the wine. So all around, I think a little something for everyone.
Yeah, that's great. And like you said, the metro there is just so great. Gets you everywhere, very easy to navigate. And I'm glad to hear it was easy, even in the midst of the Olympics.
Yeah, we had no issues whatsoever. Again, for those listening, you know, if you're hesitating, I think just jump right in. The kids are super adaptable. Took a little bit, but they're also flexible, can be. I think the lesson for us really was to do more of these trips. I'm already trying to think about our next one, maybe once a year, every other year. Definitely doing something bigger from more of an adventure standpoint. Paris, France may not seem super adventurous, but if you take your two kiddos with you, I would say different culture, different food, different atmosphere.
Absolutely, yeah. It is, right? Kudos to you. Like you said, it takes a couple of days to settle in with all the different elements at play. Next time you need to go a little bit longer.
That is a very good lesson. Yeah, you need about 2 days to settle in and get your bearings.
Yeah. And it sounds like your daughter's ready to move to Paris and wants to check London off her list too.
She's a free spirit. She's ready to go. Her bag's permanently packed.
So it sounds like you're thinking about where the next places to go are.
I think also it took a bit to coordinate with a work trip, but I did love being able to work and then wrap up and then have the family there as opposed to not seeing them for a full week. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And I don't know if my husband would disagree, but I would say overall successful. He did take a little bit of the brunt of the parenting. But I think in the summer, he works for the school district, so he has the summer off. So I think looking at a summer trip, potentially maybe combining it again with work, being able to take some efficiencies there, or planning as a standalone. You know, my dad is in Croatia 6 months out of the year, so I would love to go see him and do a little bit of a family visit and explore a little bit of my heritage. I think would be really interesting and neat for the kids and everyone to experience. So definitely got the wheels turning. I think TBD on where we go next. Haven't started planning quite yet, but pretty excited to get going.
That's fantastic. And now the kids are into it, right? They've had an experience. And it also sounds like some good skills were learned along the way.
Yeah, I think anytime you're able to get out of your comfort zone for both adults and children, it is a very good thing. It's a very humbling experience. I think teaching them flexibility, adaptability are great skills to learn as early as we can in life.
Well, merci beaucoup for joining us, Tanya.
Au revoir.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!